This week's Torah way has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishma Shendel Ruchama Bas Nasana by her son. Ches Kislev, 26th of November, Rabbi Eliezer Rottenberg. We have not paid back anything.
And everything start off with the right foot. This week, I know it's just started, but it's ready by Yishlach. We learned it already yesterday, B'Shabbos Mincha. And just a few words of what we can fish out of this Seder, what is a Nimud for us. This week in the Seder, we find Yaakov Avinu was sending his presents to Esau in order to make peace between them. The Medrash asked, why did he have to, he was sleeping, why did he have to awaken him? We'll go into that detail. But when he was davening to Hashem, and he heard, they came back to Shluchim, and they told him what is going on. He's got 400 men with him, and whatever. He'd prepared himself for war, the Chazal say. He gave a present, but the main thing, which is tefillah. The God of my father Abraham, the God of Yitzchok, Hashem Oimer Alai, was told me, Shuv Laaretz, go back to your land, and Madatot, your birthplace, Ve'etivo Imoch. And Yaakovina says a very interesting posting, which we don't find ever a similar word anywhere. We find the root of the word, but the word, the expression, Kotointi, Mikol Achasodim, Mikol, the word Kotointi, Chazal say it is a word, but the Talmud Chochem, sorry, is allowed to have gave a shmini shebishmini. It's the eighths of eighths. A Talmud Chochem is allowed to use with the midas gave. So even on this word, the Chassidish Sforim say that shmini shebishmini is the eighth posuk and the eighth seder from the beginning of Bereishis is kotointi, to stay humble. Okay. Anyway, it said kotointi mikol achasodim mikol emes asher osiso savdecho. I'm not very good in English, so therefore I asked for the art scroll. He translates the word kotointi, I have been diminished by all the kindness and by all the truth that you have done, your servant, for with my staff, with my stick, whatever, I crossed this yarden, and now I have become into two camps, Ato Yisi Nishnei Machnes. Now, Rashi says on the word kotointi, why was Yaakov begging and crying? And he knew who he was. He had, first of all, he had tzchusim. Pardon? Yaakov had tzchusim. And plus, Hashem had promised him in the very known dream last week, kotointi b'kol ha'chasodim, noich imoch shvaticha b'kol asher teilech, v'shiv esir, don't worry, I'm taking care of you in Laban's house, in Esav's house. Don't worry, don't worry. So Rashi says, nismati zuchiyoisai, my tzchusim became the pardon, less, whatever, because you already like, Aridech HaSodim V'emesh HaSisim Modi. And he says, maybe Yishemesh Yiftachtani, for when you promised me in Eslachlachti Bechet, I became dirty. When a temper is a sin, he becomes dirty. V'yigim li nemose v'yades. Okay, everybody knows this Rashi, we all know it, everybody knows Rashi. Let's go a bit deeper. Samus this week, brings a vote from the Rebbe from Lublin. The Chayze, called the Saint of English, the Saint from Lublin, the Rebbe, the Chayze from Lublin. He was the greatest of all. And he took off from the Maggid. And the Sassam says, Shomati, I heard. Not many times he uses this language. Shomati, I heard Mikvoit Moiris Kenizal from my grandfather. Because the Sassam says, Yosem, his father, all the Chidushirim, all the children died when they were. And he was still alive, so the Chidushim brought them up, so he was very rogel by Yaakov, ba Chidushim. So he said, I heard from Azeda a word in the name of the Rebbe von Lublin. In those days, when he wrote this, in Tov Reish Lama Dalit, the Sefer Zikoron Zois for the Rebbe Lublin wasn't yet printed. They were printed later years. So therefore he said, I heard it from Azeda, the name of the Rebbe von Lublin. The translation is Azeda. Kotointi mikol achasodim imikol ha'emes. Shigama shekotoin be'enov hu machasodim shel Hashem yisborach. Now let's see what's the pshat. Samus brings the vote, and he always, as usual, likes to add on a bissele, which doesn't really change the vote, but get around a bissele as a chiyus, a bissele different, to look at it in a different angle and to help us. Because as we know, Torah is called Torah to teach us something. Otherwise, you'd say, I'm not a Abraham, I'm not Yitzchak, I'm not Yaakov, I'm not Yosef. But everything is a lesson, what we can learn out of it. The Chayyim of Lublin said as follows. Yaakov Avinu was saying those words, Katointi, he said so. Rabbeinu Shloilo, when I left my mother and father's house, Yitzchak and Rivka, I had nothing. Mm. Nothing. Not Zchus Eretz Yisrael I left. There's a little bit of money which I had that Eliphaz took away. Some say even his clothes were lost later. He went to the sea or whatever. He took away his clothes. Golish, last week, he came to the Shidduch for Rochel and he was trying to love all and to Rochel and saying, listen, Eliezer Eved Avrom from my father's Zayda's house, you brought money. I hope Golish. He had nothing. Nothing. This situation he is now, he's got everything. Okay. Trying to make peace with Esau. Look what he reached. Last week in the Torah, Moed, became very rich. He got four wives, two Emoes and two Shvoches. Not all the children we had born, but most of the Shifte Kol were born already. We see ourselves later when Esau approached him and says, Mina Pokola Machna Zesha Pogoshni. Yaakov? Wow. Rich. Kinderlech, Deiniklech. What's going on here? Yaakov Avinu said to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, you made with me many chasodim, many chasodim. But one chesed, I have to point out and stress it very carefully. The nature of a human being is, when he did not have nothing, anything, garnished, and when the Rebbeinu Shloimeh helps and he gets, chapzach rein on a mensch, that's the nature of a person. If I would change and I would become a chas v'sholem, whatever, which is the nature, it's like something, I'm going to drink wine and become a shaker. It's the nature. You drink wine, you become a shaker. Yaakov Avinu says, you made with me many chasodim, but this, that kotointi, that I stayed humble, this is one of all, and this is the most important one. Kotointi, das was ich bin geblieben klein, this which I acknowledge and recognize, that everything comes from you, this is mikoil achasodim, mikoil one of all. And this is the most important one. Because many times in life we think, Hashem, give me this, I promise you I'll learn and I'll daven, and I'll give tzedakah and I'll be so good. Yes, but you can't see further than your nose. Hashem knows if you have that, you'll change. You'll change. Because the nature of a person, he takes care of us. Sometimes they're not getting it. This is the chesed. Yaakov Avinu said, if I could be able to accept everything, kinderlich, with guilt, with everything, and even though I said kotoiti, I must praise you, Rabbeinu Shloilom. Kotoiti, again the words of the Rebbe from Lublin. Shegama shekoton be'enov hu me'achasodim shel Hashem yisborach. This is one of the chesed. And why is he stressing this one? Because this is the most important. Fine. This which the Semes says, I heard from Azei Dechidisha. Kim to the Semes, V'nireh lo hoisiv biur. Noch habisele. The Rebbe Shapira said, why does a woman have so many children? Why would he asking for children? He have Eliezer, he's learning with you. He said he's the Messig Eliezer. Chazal say, what's the Messig? Doile. But he's not adding on nothing. Doile takes from Avraham and Mashkele gets to trinken. Und auf Ziege Mashkele. Er ist ein Bio. Der Rebbe hat gesagt, in noch dem können wir verämpfen noch ein Tresis, in noch ein Kasche, in noch ein Wort. To spread the Teure, bechoi was dit in Keule, aber morke mich schon mal achieve in Eusa. To widen Teure. So this is what Semes always likes to take a word and explain. So this is Semes, the Bio, which I think is not changing the word, just adding an addition. According to the Rebbe from Lublin, it's a gewaltige Sache. Yaakov Avinu got a schuss that Hashem helped him to stay humble. But it's not a normal nature. So what to say to me when I'm a normal person? Maybe if I have all those things, I'll change. And I say, why did you change? Check it, Yaakov. Yaakov had a nest. Hashem made the many chasod. He made another chesed. This is changing the world. The reason why a person changes is because he thinks, I made it. Even in learning, even in Torah, he succeeds. I go to Kop, I go to Baal Mechadish, I go to Yeshiva, I go to Chavruses, I invested time and money. When doesn't the person change? If he knows, let's call it in our Sprach, he's a Schnorrer. I don't deserve anything. A poor man, even when he goes around, let's say, made a lot of money today. He'll never be a Balgaba, because he knows he knocked on the doors. I get the Schnorrer. He knows how to do it. But it's not his. So this is Hamas. You know why Kotointi? According to the Choyze Finoblinis, Kotointi is Mikoil. Mikoil is one of all. He says, not Mikoil is one of all. Do you know why Kotointi? Mikol HaChasodim, because I acknowledge that everything I have is a chesed. So if you know everything is a chesed, that makes you and keeps you Kotointi. If you lose that thing that you think you made it yourself, that changes you. But if you know me, so if you chasod him, I'm embarrassed. Wow, please don't give me anymore. I'm embarrassed. That keeps me kotointi. At least we could all follow. We don't need to have a chesed for this. So according to the Sassamis, it's not a chesed. This is an outcome of the other chasodim. But ich weiß, let's see this Sassamis. Shall you day כי יש לכל איש ישראל וזה יש לכל טוינטי מכל החסודים שמכל החסד וטויב שאוסו אימוי היסו קטנס from all the chesed Hashem made with him he became קטנס, he became humble של עד שלא נשתנה כלל he did not change מאיס שאוהי לך לחורון from the time he left his parents home to go to Choron עד חזרוסו, until it came back, כתכסיב במקלי עוברתי את הירדן הזה. What says במקלי עוברתי את הירדן הזה? Look what you have now, who's talking about the state? מפורש מאז, כשדרי לסי, הפי דיקטוק, כי במקל זה עוברתי את הירדן. He wasn't standing now by the ירדן. It says, כי במקלי עוברתי את הירדן הזה. Same as the Zay goes on the Makli. He always kept that staff or that stick in his hand to remember him how he started off and what he had and what he's got now. People don't want to know, some people start off life as Omgunish, Nebuch. I have to tell you all the stories. Nebuch Hashem, the Hashem, the Meshach, the years, he succeeds and he's great in business. Many years later, he sits by his long table in his salon, all the kinder and Einigler. And then one of his Einiglers says, they can ask you a question. I heard that somebody told me that when you're young, when you go, you never, he didn't have anything, you have to get Kimcha de Pisra. No, listen, I wasn't as rich today about that. He doesn't want to know about this. He doesn't want to know. Have you kidding? So this is Samus, where ain't the dover cotton, she is koiro odom, acha esrim sholo mashahoyoloi. A person should remember after 20 years since he left his house of Yitzhak and Rivka, since 20 years below him, he always remembered the Makli Ovarti Esayarden. If a person has got this in his hand, the Makli Ovarti, that's what I had, and that's what I have now. This is Chasodim. That is the secret and the keynote to stay Kotointi and to keep humble, which is the main thing. Stop out in the Purim Yofos, in the flow, when the Rebbe took some sefer, on Kotointi Och HaGevaldige Wort, similar to this word. He says, he gets to understand the posting in Tehillim, Dov HaMelech says, Mo Oshiv Hashem Kol Tag Meloi Oloi. Kol Tag Kol Tag Meloi Oloi. Okay, you look in the Radak, the Mitzudas, the other Forsh. He says, I'm really Gepshat. I'm really Gepshat. Yomor says in Zvorchim, I think, on the Dorim, Somebody says, Harai Olai Oilo. I have to bring on me an Oilo. If he says the word Olai, it's Commander Malach HaKasfoi. Like it's lying on his shoulders. He has a chob to pay an oil. So the Melech says, Kol tag meloi oloi. What's the pshat? Reuven lent Shimon money. 5,000 pounds. How long for? Half a year. Half a year. Okay, write a note. Remember, I need the money after a year, making a chasana. I can lend you now. It's lying. I don't mind. I want it back. Oh, Kaminik Balabata Mechashuv in the boy. The day comes. Nishchashomevilish. He didn't have it. Something happened. And he says to him, Yankel, what's the bomb with the girl? Ruven, what's going on? Yes, it's coming in. It's, Lachavach, and he sees he needs the money. So he starts nagging him. I need to have the money you promised, you said. I don't know, you're going to borrow for somebody else. I don't have it, I just need the money. It's a lot of money, 5,000 pounds. I hope you sit soon. So he makes sure not to see him. If he goes to this shul, he goes to the other shul, he goes to this kiddush, he takes the other road. He hasn't heard the answer, he's embarrassed of him. And if he did find him, even on Shabbos, he'll say to him, which you're not allowed to, but it's in there. For some of the girls, the singers, the people, Ligner, you're a liar. You promised it. I need it. I have to be. What happens when he pays him off 1,000 pounds? No, I've got 1,000 pounds. Thank you, but it's 5,000. Whereas it was 10,000, he paid 1,000. It's very foolish. So he's still embarrassed. Noch finnevindet. Noch. The more he pays off, the embarrassment goes down. Al Shalom Zung by 4, but the end, it was 10, 9,000 pounds he paid them back. Then you can go up across the shul where he down and says, Kichabes, what's Kichabes? What's some of the 1,000 pound? Don't be such a shul. How many people run to Brazil, you never get the money back in your life? Not so free, now paid you back, yeah? That when he's owed them another 100 pounds, he never get it, maybe. But the end of it is, the more he pays off, the more he feels he's done his duty. Yeah. Even though it was late. David HaMelech says, Mo Oshiv Lashem, what can I pay back to Rabbi Yisrael? Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zob, everything is his. It doesn't need mine. If I know, Kol Tag Meloi, all the payments Oloi is still on me, I haven't paid back anything. We think in life sometimes, the one thing you give us, we acknowledge, we learn with our children, we pay the tuition fees, we make chasanas, everything costs money, we buy tefillin. Listen, we matching up somewhere. We need it by 10,000 pounds. We need it there. Mota kol tag miloy oloy mot gomish tzrigit zol. If we know just for one time in the morning where we open our eyes and we just say, koil neshoma, kol neshima, neshima, there's nothing in the world to pay for that. Chas v'sholem, if a person can't breathe, chas v'sholem, he can't open his eye, he'll pay millions and millions to any doctor, any go far and wide to get himself better. We got a daily Baruch Hashem. Second, every second he takes care of. And we are, need is making it up. Kol tag miloy eloy. Everything is still a payment on me. That bitul, this annulling itself to Hashem, and knowing chob gunish, this is the secret to keep a person kotointi into makizam bechazdei Hashem, which is wrong. I thought, it's a my machshava. Maybe this is the pshat in Tfilas Tal, Tfilas Geshem. Sorry, Tfilas Geshem. Tfilas Geshem. We just said it out so Kishmini Atzeres. We say we ask for Hashem in the merit of the Schusim of Avrom, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftako, Aaron, Akoyen, Moshe Rabbeinu. Zechoyer, oh, Bnim Shachach Recho Kamoim refers to Avraham Avinu, she followed you like water. The Sachta Lehoiro, Yishmach Domo Kamaim, went to the Akeda. Zechoyer, Anoilo, Bivsoyer, Asukuchno Matmaim, Yitzchok. When it comes to Yaakov, he says, Zechoyer, Hashem, remember, Toa Maklo, he had a mistake, Va'ovar, you know Yosele, you know the words, Va'ovar, Yaldoin, Maim, and he crossed the Yichad Lev, the Gold Heaven, the Piber Maim, whatever. Zechoyer, remember the stage of Yaakov Avinu. Toa Makloi, Va'ovar, Yarden, what's the difference how he went through the Yarden? In this Zechus, Memede Yichad Lev, with the Be'er, with the Adorim, which refers to Chazal and the Droshim, to many things. What's the Nafkimina how he went through the Yarden Maim? Remember Toa Makloi. Oh, he always had that makloy in him, and he never forgot day one. then I can give you Moim, which Moim is Panose. We don't deserve it. Beg Hashem, do with us a chesed. In the schus of our Zaydi Yaakov Avinu, which always remembered, Mikol HaChesodim, Mikol HaEmes, he always knew everything was Chesodim, therefore he stayed Katointi. Hashem will only give us Panose. But as I said before, we might change. Rabbi Yisrael, we had a Zayda which Yaakov Avinu, we had such a change, B'meshach 20 years, and he still stayed the same. You could give us Zechayr Torah Makla. Maybe, according to this Rosemes, which he had the Makla. It was in the Edo, not HaKleinabod, which we spoke about the Bittul to the West. All works the same thing. Because the Koyche Voitzim Yodi, the Pshat is the Sechel. Lomato Bilvovecho, in your thoughts, Koyche Voitzim Yodi, which is the nature of a person. So some soif is hooked. In the five band of Torah's Moshe, the very old ones, just the five volumes. Esau asked his father, Ech Masron Samelach Lasateven. Yeah? Yaakov Avinu thought, some more dick, the Esau, a great tzaddik. Yitzchak thought that Esau, the great tzaddik, oh, a little learner. Then he knew, because when he came in, Yaakov Avinu v'yorach zech v'godov, Reach Gan Eden, Be'ezu says, Gehenna B'suchel Emetaktov. He knew already the difference. But at the beginning, it's said, Befeb according was stated in the Torah. I'm not going to depth of the It's all played in this way. We should be able to relate to it. Some service of Talmud in Peshat. The Torah says in mitzvahs, Loi says Sifu, Loi Sifu. You mustn't add on, and you mustn't take down. Of course not. It's a mitzvah. You have to follow the ways of Hashem. But to add on, why not? I do it for Hashem. Nobody will know. How many parshas in the Tefillin? Four. I think a Aseres HaDibros should also be put in. Nobody will ever know. I won't tell anybody. It's closed up in the bias, in the box. Go to the outside, look maybe like four. I won't make another additional box from the outside. And the Shtippen noch eins. For Hashem's way, it cost me money. Or at home, he'll have a lulav. He put in another mean of the Chamisha Minim, which he got far away. It cost a whole rav. Can't even Shvist, he won't bring it to shul. He make a broch in the morning and he's sukkah. What's wrong? He's doing it for Hashem. Sukkah sam soifer. Lemase, it doesn't look it's wrong, but it is wrong. Because if you add on, you've showed that Hashem didn't finish up exactly how much we need to get us going on this world. So you are using your seichel. If you use your seichel, if you make loy soisif, you'll add on, then where you think it's not applicable to you, you will come to loy sigra. Well, this mitzvah doesn't really apply to me. It's only a shvus l'shabes shnias l'royes. It's only a gzeire, but I am a chosh, I won't do it. And more. So loy sigra is an outcome from loy soisif. If a person uses seichel, that means ich verstei, they call it chavoyitzim yodi. It's the same thing, you're ochnis as well. The maile of the Torah is look loy seisifu in order to loy sigro, even if you want to do it for Hashem. But you will come. Yaakov Avinu got to know who Esav is. Yitzchak got to know later who Esav is. When Rogi Gehenna B'such Eloi Metachtov, what bracha did he get? He got Mishmanu Oretz Tal Yerushvechom Tal Hashmayim Ol. Torid, Uloi. Rashi says Torid is a very uncommon word. Torid. So Rashi says Torid is a lotion from pains, the posting Italian, the medal says Orid, Besichi, Vahimo. A lotion, we don't find it many times. Orid, Zuktich Sam Seufer. When Yitzchak knew already who Yaakov is, he said, this Masran is a Melach. This is not Stam Echumre. He used to add on Yitzchak. I would like to add on another mitzvah. Melach is nishke gedule karka, and you want to give mass of this as well. So Yitzchak said, you don't have to. I want to add on Noch Adin. It's not tafke melach teven. All kinds of things to add on. So Yitzchak said to him at the end when he saw who he is, Vohoyo kashe torit. If Tov Reish Yud Gimel is not enough for you, you want to make Tov Reish Yud Torid, exactly the words. The end will be for Akto Uloi Me'al Tzavarecho, you will become a Purik all completely. because you can't annul yourself to Rabbi Nishleilam. Dibazan Achochem, you will be more clever. Yaakov Ish Tom. Did exactly what steht in the Torah. Eikev Asher Shoma Avraham Bekoili, Vayishma Mitzvah Yisai, Chukho Yisai, Vesoy Rosoy. Oid Menit Seichel, Vetan Aporeko. Somebody brings the Chsam Seif, Habach Zeh, and he says, this may be the Pshat in this week. Yaakov Avinu sent to Esau, he says, Melo Bangarti, Vehech Harad, Rashes, Vatayag Mitzvah is, Vasot Esau, Vatayag Mitzvah is, Shef Tote. But you know why I saw why I kept myself in Lovan's house? Because Tariyag Mitzvah Shemarti. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like you, Tuvreshi, Dalit, blah, blah, blah. But then they used to hunt us, therefore you look like this. But Tariyag Mitzvah Shemarti, that's the soul in Chinuch, that's the soul in Ael Chayid, that's the soul in the Messiahs from all our generations, from Avraham Avinu, to follow the footsteps. I've had it. In a mitzvah itself, to beautify the snow, the fall of the mitzvahs, make it wider, nicer, but never add on another mitzvah, they are applicable, parallel to Ramach Evorim, Shesor Gidim. Nobody would say that add on another finger. The other rabbi, if something comes out there, even though it's not a dangerous chashashon, but for cosmetic, I would not take that down. The mitzvahs and the loises is less in accordance to the Ramach mitzvahs. Let's finish off with one word. Was attack in the soul? Pardon?
Okay.
We're 22, when is it? Let's finish up now. Was attack in the pshat? Was attack in the demo? Was attack in the pshat? How did he keep himself, Take, in Lovan's house? Tiag mitzvah shemarti. But the end of the day is, a person gets influenced. The Ramon says a person should live in his days. A person lives in a place where people are different. He goes after them. Chagavalti world. Was kept a morphin. Many years ago, I did the Bala Musa, the Hasidic Rebbe, it was an afkemeh, the Kol HaLacholim, Hoylechem HaLayam. The Amurdik of Pshat. He says, Im Lovon Gati Ve'ech HaRadoto, what's the next posuk? Vayhi li...
Shirol.
I'm Poshim Fing HaKashe. What are you trying to tell him? Vayhi li Shoyv HaMoy, Zav Shivra, this, Zav Yam. Rashi is, Shoyv HaZ Mimom, Yiz Elot, Odom Kor HaShoyv. What's he trying to tell him? This is an explanation of Im Lovon Garti V'loi Lomadeti, Rashi says, Mimasa V'lohim. Let's say a person gets a punishment. I don't know how countries don't have, maybe the third world. Because he made an avera, he sinned in the Feisnish, NBAT, whatever. A galim, a murder, whatever. He has to live in a zoo. They're putting in a cage, tamed animals. It won't do him any harm, but he has to eat with a zoo. He's there for a week, a month, 4 months, 6 months, a half year. They throw him in the food, they give him the food, and he eats that. When he comes out, does he go on four? Why not? The answer is, because from the day he went in, he knew they are animals, and I am human. I was just punished, I have to be there. So he knows already from day one, there's a divide, the mechitza between, I was punished, but I'm human. When we live between people, and the people get modernized, and they change, Erich a human being, and I'm a human being, so why shouldn't I cross the road? Why be like him? Hey, it's fine, it's okay. Yaakov Avinu said, Im Lovon Garti. Do you know why, how I kept that? Because from day one, I made up my mind, Vahili Shoyer Vachamoyer, he's an ox and a donkey. I don't care, let him do whatever he wants. From day one, as a shoyer v'chamoyer, memeila v'loy lemadati memasa v'roim. I won't eat on four. I won't go on four and won't eat from the ground. It's a baime. Once you know, you go out to the streets, good morning, tagoy. But in your mind, we have to know that this road of Torah, this is the right way, which Torah takes away all aspects in life. And everything else which goim do, which even they do it, we also do it, right? We do it for the Torah guys. The same is bringing in the Parshas, the Shabbos HaGudel. But Kibud Av Davke, so the Torah and Parshas Chan, Kabel Esavicho Vesemecho, Kashet Sivcho. Why Kashet Sivcho by Kibud Av Em? I should really say it, mitzvahs which are not understandable. Do it because he commanded. No. Because Kibud Av Em, the Goyim, some of them, the Pekis and all the Shevra, they live together, even look after the parents. We shouldn't do it because it's seichelik. We do it because It's a mitzvah. And this is again and again the point which I started off. In order to stay on the right way, this is the guideline. Vot shtei do. And that's why we're doing it. Of course, a person has to understand about toisis and tados. But sometimes you want to use cycle, you got a moedige kasha, you do the gemore. Moedach. Gemore, give me a look, you see a brat, dead end. Dead end. To show us many times the Gemara, as much as a kash in the terrace, a small elder. A local merchant, Gemara, give me a law, you can't get on, finished by. To teach us, it means like a schmucking Gemara, a kash in the terrace, a kimei, a mashu, once, Gemara, give me a follow, as well as I. To show us that our seichel has to be nulled completely, and this is what keeps us katointi, and this is the Shabbat, and we call it Amen, but not so long as the host of the Bunch should help. Shabbat Chizuk, and I get the book, and I'm about to give up and fill it with that stuff.